Hello, everybody. How are you? Matt Scrano here, and WDW, mic'd up. We are back. We missed all of you and your bright and shining, smiling faces, even though we can't see them anyways. Gosh me. You know what? Because we love the listeners. We do. And if you're wondering who that voice is, it sounds familiar, doesn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Nick McLam. Nick, how are you tonight?
I am doing just fine here on this fine and dandy.
More importantly, how's your Mother's Day going?
It's going fantastic. I actually, it was very good Mother's Day. I enjoyed it. How was yours?
Mine was great. You know, we got some presents and some desserts, and it was just a great day.
What'd you get your mom?
I got my mom Sugarland tickets, but of course I got two of them so I could go with her.
Great son.
Yes, and this is going to be a little shocking to some of our listeners here, because not only am I not by myself, which was a normal occurrence, Nick is here, and also along with Nick, yes, we have a third person. Adam Belva is here with us tonight. Adam, what's going on?
Yo, how's it going, guys?
We're doing great. It's good to have you here.
I'm great. Great to be here.
And I asked Nick, so it wouldn't be fair if I didn't ask you, how's your Mother's Day going?
Well, I mean, I'm not expecting, so I didn't get any Sugarland tickets. But I'm some flowers, so it was a great day.
You know, Mother's Day, when people ask me what their favorite holiday is, I look at Christmas, there's Thanksgiving, Easter, and Mother's Day just pops out before all the others, so it's my my own personal... That's my own personal feeling on that. Just an overlooked holiday. But, yeah, if you guys didn't know, we're going to be talking about Mother's Day the entire show. No.
No. It's not true.
We have a few things we're going to cap off on today, and one of the main topics, and it wouldn't be fair to our listeners if we didn't bring this up, is to why we went on such a hiatus, and after we explain that, why we decided to come back, and our plans for down the road, which have already started today with a show with more than one person. And Adam is finally here with us. We were talking to Adam a good bit last year about when would be the right time to get him on and what he could do for the show. But before that could really happen, things popped up. Me and Nick got very busy, and we had to put the show aside for a little bit, unfortunately. Nick, would you like to explain a little more about that?
About why this, it got to the point where we were in school and all that stuff, and now I'm in college, and Matt's soon gonna be in college, and we're gonna try to bring out more. It's our new, we miss it. I know I did, and I know Matt did too. We've been talking about it for a good while, and it's good to actually put it into action. A lot of stuff we're doing. It's mind-blowing some of the stuff we've been talking about, because it's been different. It's different rebuilding from the background up.
Exactly. But when we were talking about bringing it back up, that's what we wanted to do, and I think that was one of the most exciting aspects of it. And we had so many big plans, and I think it starts with, like I just mentioned, having a bigger staff, like having Adam here with us. And we're not going to give away names just yet, but we already have people who have committed to helping out with the show and with the future website. And we are already in the works with talking with people down the line and some familiar names. John Carigliano, to name one.
Oh, we have a lot of. I mean, to those of you that have already said that they would help out, even if you don't, even if you fall through, thank you anyway for your interest. We really appreciate, and if anybody wants to help out, just let us know.
Exactly. Now, let's get to know, we're hoping this isn't the only time that we get to hear from Adam, and we're hoping he becomes almost a daily co-host here. So, Adam, tell our listeners a little bit about you and your connection to Disney. What's your interest in it?
All right. I'm Adam Bella, and I'm a senior in high school. I'm from Northern Virginia, and my connection with Disney all started with my uncle. who works at Walt Disney World and is in charge of ride security and safety. And he got me excited about Disney when I was a little child, and that's kind of blossomed and taken over a portion of my life. I've been to Disney World, Disneyland, and Disneyland Paris throughout my lifetime, and I just got taken up by the magic and the happiness that Disney brings everyone to their daily lives. So that's about it, and I'm hoping I can come more often and not be such a mysterious fellow on this podcast.
Don't worry, Nick's also a mysterious fellow on this podcast, aren't you, Nick?
I'm what?
don't worry about it. No, but that is great. I think Adam, as he just mentioned, probably has some of the most interactive experience with, like you said, not only going to Disney World, but Disney World in foreign lands and Disneyland in California. So
that brings a whole different thing to the table.
Exactly. His expertise is going to be great for the show, a great addition.
He's Why already better than us.
Exactly. He's the new favorite.
Don't worry, we'll be having Team Belva shirts in the next few days.
No, it could be
Team Belva. I like the ring of that.
It could be Adam with the greater sign over Nick and Matt. Or at Disney likes Adam more than Nick and Matt.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah, going back to why we wanted to get the show back together, like Nick touched on it for a little bit. I remember I just messaged Nick one day, or I called him up one day, and I said, you know what? I'm getting Facebook ads and messages from all these big Disney fans who are all interacting in the Disney community, whether it be books, websites, discussion boards, podcasts, you name it. And I know that I love Disney World and everything about it, but I felt that I was left out of the community, giving back to it, you know?
We won't put in our piece of the pie. We won't do it our part. Just from me personally, I've gotten a lot of ads and stuff. And though, yeah, I am in college and I do want to pursue what I've been called to do, I still want to be involved in the community, which is why I like doing this again, because it's still something I like. It's a strange hobby, and believe me, all three of us, and there's plenty of other podcasts out there, it's a strange hobby, but it's a great one to pursue, and it's an awesome different category to discuss.
Exactly, and one of the reasons why it's so great, and I know we've probably all met our share of Disney staff members or Disney fans, whether it be in the parks or online or whatever, but I think it's just great how the fans are such a wide variety. You can have adults, you could have kids, men, women, everyone. The Disney fan base community is so diverse, and they're so nice, and it's like one big family. It's creepy and as cool as that sounds at the same time.
Yeah, I'm 18, Matt's 18, Adam's
19.
I'm turning 19 May 28th. And Alva, and not Alva, I said Alva.
Alva?
I'm sorry, my bad. Adam's 18, 19, around that range. So, I mean, we're all teenagers, so if you're older out there listening, thank you very much. You're awesome.
That's great. We've gotten a lot of feedback from definitely older groups as well as younger groups, and that's cool that everyone's listening. What we're basically aiming for here is a slightly comedic yet informational yet real show that's not just information.
Word up.
It's like information with a fun twist.
Yes, sir.
Let's clap for that. How many people are at your house right now clapping? Or at your dorm?
I'm at my house. I don't know. Let's count how many claps. Way too many to count. Okay, let's move on.
Mother's Day celebration. All right, but you guys want to bring us into our topic that we will be talking about? The first topic of the rebirth of WDW, Mike.
All right, for our first discussion for our return back to podcasting, we're going to discuss something that starts in June. It starts on June 6th, and it runs till August 14th of this year. We're going to be talking about Summer Nightastic, which is taking place here, or not here, but in Orlando it is, and as well as Disneyland.
It's going on right outside my house.
Yeah, you can hear the Macy Electrical Parade right now. Yes, that's the first. This is a new thing that Walt Disney World has taken on this year. We've got a couple things that are happening, about four or five things that are going to be happening at the Disney World Resort. First of all, we're going to be talking about the Main Street Electrical Parade returning to Magic Kingdom. It's the headliner for this. It is taking away Spectro Magic. Spectro, well, I haven't heard much. I just know it's not going to be there for this event.
Very bittersweet.
It is bittersweet. I like the Main Street Electrical, but Spectro is just better, in my opinion.
Are we going to do a circle discussion on Spectro?
Yeah. Or on Spectro and Main Street.
All right. Here, Adam, you want to go first?
All right. Why not? I agree with Nick. I've always been a huge Spectro Magic fan. Having seen Main Street Electrical Parade, it's absolutely wonderful. But every time I see Spectro Magic, I usually see it at the end of my Disney World trip. So it kind of brings a tear to my eye, and it's somewhat bittersweet. But I'm kind of happy to see something new coming in. I mean, they have the theme song online that you can listen to, and it sounds kind of interesting. There's a lot of product placement for Disney rides and a theme song, so I don't know how well I'm going to like that. But kind of glad to see that Disney's shaking things up a little bit for a little while, and we don't have the 800 years of a million dreams going on still.
It was the year of a million dreams lasted like 3 years.
Yeah,
that was the longest year I've ever been a part of. I didn't get any million dreams. No, but keeping on the subject of bittersweet, it definitely is, and I think what you're going to notice is with Main Street coming back, I think that's going to be more of a hit with the older Disney crowd, the older fans.
Yeah.
And that's because for many people, myself included, that haven't been able to catch the Main Street Electrical Parade in person because they took it away before my first trip, it's a lot of people are going to just know Spectro Magic, and that's the main parade that they know from Magic Kingdom. That's the only real parade of that caliber in Disney World that they know. So to see that go, I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed, but the people who have been going to Disney for years upon years are going to be excited at the same time to see this Disney classic return.
Oh yeah, it's a I think, and this is kind of me going off a little bit, but the thing about it is, it's a new float. There's two or three new floats coming this time. A Tinkerbell float, which was just added to DCA's, Pinocchio and Snow White. They're gonna join it. So, and when somebody walks down Main Street Electrical to see this parade, and if they haven't heard, like us, and we're in the community, if they haven't heard about Spectro coming back, or Main Street coming back, they're gonna wonder where is Spectro at.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of people, because Summer Nightastic, the first person that really brought that to my attention was John Cragliano, we were talking about before. So for people who aren't really involved in like the Disney internet community, I think they're going to have a vacation to Disney World plan. They're going to get there and they're going to find out that Spectro Magic isn't there, and then there's some parade called Main Street Electrical Parade playing instead, and they're going to say, what the heck's going on here?
And people look forward to Spectro. I know I do. I see it probably twice a trip. So,
well, Spectro Magic's a complete hit. They're doing that on select nights. They're doing it two times a night.
I mean, during the summer, it's like a 9 and 11, and they got Wishes at 10. the best. I mean, if you've ever seen Spectro from the hub of Main Street, watch it come out of the gate. You know the feeling exactly I'm talking about. If you don't, we'll post a link to the video on YouTube with the opening of the gate and the Spectro Man trumpets right there. It's the best feeling you'll probably ever have. It's a Disney feeling. I think Main Street Electrical gives that feeling, but it's a constant feeling. Spectro Magic is one of those up and down things where you have the music sync to it. Main Street Electrical is like the music is the same thing over and over and over again. Spectro is the same way, but Spectro changes its style all throughout the music. It's a fantastic parade. I love Spectro. I'm sad to see it go for. I mean, it's not going to be gone forever. We'll stress that though. It's not gone forever. It's just gone for probably, I don't know, I'd say it a year tops. So, if you're going to Disney World anytime soon and you're expecting Spectro, I'm sorry.
Adam, were you trying to say something there?
Oh no, I was just saying, going on Nick's thing about the music. Spectro Magic, the trumpets. That always gets me, and that's something that the Main Street Parade has never done for me, because like Nick said, the music sounds constant throughout the entire show, and as much as I love the music, just the emotion of this trumpet, as my music nerd is showing right now, but just the instrumental and the music of Spectro Magic, I don't think Main Street could ever top that for me.
Exactly, and that's the thing. The first, Adam, you probably know, or Matt, you probably would, like, attest to this, but from the first float to the whirly floats for the Spectro Man, the title float with the original Walt Disney World logo on it, you got Mickey, and then for me, it's the music float with Genie on it. That's just like the best combination of floats you can have.
Yeah, I agree, but I'd like to touch one more time on what Adam was saying about the music for Spectro and Main Street Electric. That's definitely true about Spectro Magic. That has a soundtrack, which I don't think Main Street Electrical Parade has ever gotten close to or will ever get close to. Spectro Magic, it goes over many different tones. The beginning is just like Wishes, where that build up in the music.
Oh, it's unreal.
And at the end, when you have the music playing in Jiminy Cricket's voice at the end. I don't think you could beat that. And it's hard to explain because, yes, the soundtracks for each one are pretty much repetitive. But like you said, it does have different tones coming from the trumpets and the horns and all that. And I think it's the beginning and end of Spectro Magic, like when it's starting, like you mentioned, Nick, when it's starting at the beginning of Main Street USA, or when it's closing down and you see Jiminy Cricket on the back of one of those floats and he's saying, see you later. There's something there in that soundtrack that you're not going to get in Main Street Electrical Parade. And I think that's what a lot of people are going to miss, because Spectro Magic, for me, it's the same as Wishes. I think it's the soundtrack that really does it for the entire parade. If you change the soundtrack, the parade obviously wouldn't be the same. But I think that's one of those Disney attractions, or Disney shows where the music is really one of the main parts.
Yeah. And are we done?
That sounds a little stupid saying that, when obviously you have thousands upon thousands of lights.
I think Spectro, and this is just from old experience, Spectro is, it's in need, I think Spectro is really in need of a refurb. It's they've rehabbed it back about 3 years ago or something like that, when they put the new Spectro heads in for the Spectro Men. But it's
Nick's
been there
people.
Yeah, that's my favorite. It's been there since 01, or it's been there since 91, and then they took it away for Main Street Electrical coming back again in 01, and then it's been there for another 9 or 10 years or so. This is kind of normal, so I think what we're going to see is Spectro getting refurbed again, and when it comes back, it'll be even better than ever. I think that's going to be really good for that. as well.
Yeah, as a huge Spectra fan, I really hope that's true, because that is an aspect of Disney World, one of my favorite aspects, right up there with Wishes and Illuminations. If you just put all the attractions and shows into one general category, I think those are three of the things that I could sit and watch over and over again and not really get sick of.
Most definitely. I think I could watch Spectra over and over again, and it would not get old.
Yeah, and especially, I'll say one more thing, and then we could talk about whatever we're going to talk about. But from my own experience, if you do go over the summer, since summer's right around the corner, and they do have two run-throughs of Main Street Electrical, since Spectra's not there anymore, definitely go to Frontierland.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah.
And if you're at the 11 o'clock show in Frontierland, that's towards the latter half of the show, there's a lot of great chances for picture opportunities, character interaction, because if you're the only one there, if you're this little cute, adorable kid with his family, then they're going to pay attention to you if there's no one else around you. So it's worth staying up late, and it's worth taking the walk. That's definitely the best spot to view the parade, in my opinion.
All right. Is any more talk on Spectra and Main Street?
Spectra will be missed.
Yes, it will. All right, let's move on to the next thing. We're going to talk about the fact that Wishes is leaving Magic Kingdom for a little bit of time, or maybe forever. Summer Nightastic, the Fireworks Spectacular, is taking its place. Yes, that's the correct moment. Let's start that's with real. Adam, and then I'll go in and Matt can go last.
All right. I'm kind of like Matt. I'm going to miss Wishes so much, and I'm on the Disney breakdown right now. I'm looking at the lyrics to the song that they're going to be playing during the fireworks. I want to go flying through Space Mountain sky, magical dreaming, tower drop screaming, Jungle Cruise roaring, Toy Story soaring.
Adam, can you go back there and repeat that? Did they just say Jungle Cruise roaring?
Jungle Cruise roaring, Toy Story soaring.
Shoot me now.
It sounds like the Disney commercial. I can already hear a Miley Cyrus pop vocal while they're shooting out.
Oh, don't say that.
It's going to happen now that I said that, too, and it just sounds like Disney's making a commercial for their own rides, and I'm already in Disney World. I don't need Disney to try and get me to ride the rides.
Thank you.
Doing it.
Oh my god, that is a
Disney
commercial. That's stupid.
Alright, well, if I was going to say something to take Wish's place, I would say something more like Remember Dreams Come True, like what Disneyland's got. Disneyland's got Remember Dreams Come True, which uses the Wishes music, but it uses music from the rides to make it even more better. It's awesome. I've heard it. I listen to it a lot. I think you should. It's got Electrical Parade in that. I'm sure you could use Spectro music in there. Spectro is definitely a part of Magic Kingdom history. You've got a lot of stuff you could use. I'm going to miss Wishes. I'm going to miss Wishes from the end of it, where Jiminy Cricket Jiminy Cricket's voice just makes you want to cry, seriously.
corny as it sounds, that little girl's voice who says, Star Bright, yeah. As corny and scary as this sounds, and it's going to like make someone call Chris Hansen, that little girl's voice really hits you hard.
It does. That whole show makes you just look up in the sky wondering.
Yeah.
It makes...
I think everyone... I don't know if you guys didn't, I'll just feel like an idiot. But I know at one time, for example, my last night in Disney World, and you're standing there and you're watching Wishes, and you know you got a flight out of Orlando the next morning, you get a tear in your eye, and then you're walking around, you're seeing all the families holding their little kids, and the little kids are just, they can't believe what they're seeing here, and you see their family in tears. That's why Wishes is probably the best that Disney has to offer.
That show captures, and I think Magic Kingdom's nighttime entertainment, the way it is right now, it just hits home. you've got Spectro, and then you got Wishes. Both of them just capture. It captures why we brought this show back, really. It captures the magic in all of it. And I think we all three can agree here about that.
Oh, definitely. It's basically that parade and that fireworks show basically tell you, and this is going to sound exactly like an ad for Disney World as well, but they basically tell you, you can dream, wishes can come true, and when you're there, you believe that.
And I mean,
for a moment, all your worries do go away.
When you're in Disney World, and this is, I don't know if this is for me, and I don't know if this is just me, but it might be y'all too. When I'm in Disney World, my mind is completely off of it, completely off of everything. You don't have to worry about what you're doing. You just have to be. You just have to just have fun and enjoy where you're at. And I think Disney World does a great job of just immersing you in just so much stuff.
Exactly.
And I think that's what Wishes.
No, go ahead.
I just think that's what Wishes does.
Yeah, Wishes basically sums it up in. I'm still crying. Someone told me that about 5 minutes ago that Wishes would not be returning. I really, really am going to miss that. And I think taking out Spectro Magic and Wishes, Disney is either building up for one of the biggest promotional events that they've ever done in their history, or building up for a great disappointment for at least their diehard fans like we are.
I know Summer Night Tastic, the fireworks show. I'm upset about Spectro, but excuse me. But at least it's a classic that's taken its place for just. It's not forever though. But the fireworks, just hearing words without even listening to the music, it just throws chills up my spine. It really does.
Yeah. Jungle Cruise roaring.
Oh my gosh.
We're supposed to win.
All right, should we continue?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the next thing. It's not the next one's not too big. It's Disney's Hollywood Studios, Twilight Zone Tower, terrible welcome drop-ins this summer, with even more pulse-racing surprises. New lighting effects and surprises created especially for this event will bring unexpected frights to those who step into that infamous service elevator, if they dare. So pretty much just new lighting effects and surprises. Who knows what those surprises are, but I'm sure they are still relatively cool.
Yeah, I'll touch on this one first. I think Disney is just trying to make a big deal out of nothing in terms of the studios. I mean, wasn't it just last year or 2 years ago that they were saying how we have unexpected drops now, so you don't know which floor it's going to go down, which floor it's going to go up, and now they're just saying, yeah, we have more unexpected drops. So I think they're just trying to make it seem like each park is taking a huge part in this Summer Nightastic, when the studio's really nothing big is going on there except a changed description.
That's big compared to what Animal Kingdom's doing.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that one. Let me guess. It's extended hours.
Oh, you would be correct. Well...
Oh.
They were gonna put Christmas trees in the Tree of Life.
We will have donkeys wearing Christmas lights as part of Summer Nightastic.
I really, Twilight Zone Tower, the Tower of Terror to me. Quit adding stuff to the ride. I just think leave it the way it is, and it's good.
Doesn't even seem like they're adding stuff. Seems like they're just changing the description. That's like saying, come to Disney's Hollywood Studios for Summer Nightastic and come check out Sounds Dangerous with Drew Carey. It's just going to be more dark than the first time you came.
Exactly. Well, it's gone now, so... And by the way, we're getting this stuff
exactly.
From...
Exactly, it's going to be more dark than the first time you came.
And by the way, we're getting this stuff from Fairy Tale Journeys by our new friend, Amanda Sikora. She's a Disney specialist. You can check her out at Amanda Sikora. That is Amanda, A-M-A-N-D-A. And Sikora is S-Y-K-O-R-A dot W-E-E-B-L-Y. That's Weebly.com. And you can click on Summer Nightastic and actually help book a trip there. And I'm sure she will take care of you. It sounds like she's a very nice person. But
yeah, we can get her on the show.
Yes, we're definitely trying to get her on the show along with us. Make us actually have four people. But yeah, Tower of Terror. Here's the thing, and every time I ride this, and I've only rode it a couple times, so I don't really know I'm fine with random drops. I'm fine with that. Random drops is pretty cool. You don't know how many times you're gonna drop. But who cares how many times you drop? You're still dropping. They've added effects, but to just add lights and a little surprise, nobody's really gonna care.
Honestly. It's not really a big deal. They're just trying to make it seem like each park is doing something.
They're adding. Yeah.
I agree. I think they're just putting a bow on something that we already know.
Exactly.
He's wrapping it in different wrapping paper. It's going to be the same ride, and I think the people who go down during the summer, some of the time, I can't say all the time, and group everyone together, but it's families who may have never been, so I don't think they're going to notice anything different.
Exactly.
Unless you're going to be looking for it, you're going to even notice anything.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah, unless you're a hardcore Disney fan detective, you're not going to notice that anything's different here.
Yeah, if you've memorized the whole entire ride, like most Disney freaks have, I mean, I really haven't, because I like Tower Terror. It's just not my cup of tea. I like it. It's all right. Are we done with this?
Don't worry. If you had that cup of tea before the ride, you wouldn't have it for much longer.
Yeah. Oh, that was corny. Alright, the next thing is from Disney's website. It is the Sounds Like Summer at Epcot Tour, which is pretty normal. It's running from June 12th to July 31st. I think I've seen the Bon Jovi or Eagles one. I cannot remember. But anyway, if you're interested in seeing this, June 12th through June 19th is the Stayin' Alive, a tribute to the Bee Gees. Staying Alive. June 20th through June 26th, Hotel California, a salute to the Eagles.
They were there last year. And the year before that, I believe.
June 27th through July 3rd is to be determined. It's what it says on Disney's website, so I don't know. July 4th through July 10th, Satisfaction, the Rolling Stones. July 11th through July 17th, Slippery When Wet, the Ultimate Bon Jovi tribute. July 18th through July 24th, To You, a tribute to You Too, and which Matt would probably be excited to see. And July 25th through July 31st, Beginnings, a Chicago tribute band, and three shows nightly at 5:45, 7 o'clock, and 8:15 p.m. I will start out. I have seen one concert of this thing, or parts of it. I have walked by and seen it. Have not actually sat down and watched it because I figured there's probably something better to do. Honestly.
I'm actually a huge fan of the summer concert series. I went, and my last trip was the month of July. And luckily for me, they had the ABBA tribute band, Bjorn Again. And they were fantastic. I really loved it. They were great with the crowd. And a lot of people who were walking by came over, and the next thing you know, it's a big party going on. And I really did enjoy it, and after I saw the first show, like you said, Nick, I didn't really have anything better to do, so I sat down and watched it. And after I caught the end of that first show, I made it a point to walk around World Showcase and make sure I was back in time for the second show, and they did a small set list, and it was awesome. For a guy who's not the biggest ABBA fan, I really enjoyed it. And they do get some great talent over there, and I think that's great.
I can't say I've ever seen the Sounds Like Summer series. I know I've seen Disney's flower power during the Flower and Garden Festival, and that's always great. Yeah, for summer, I'm typically waiting in line for rides, but it sounds like they have some great tribute bands. I don't think I've ever seen the U2 tribute on the lineup, so it should be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, what's better than being at Disney World with the family and getting a chance to just sing your heart out to Bon Jovi? How many chances do you get to do that when you have the Epcot sphere over there and Spaceship Earth, and you're right there singing It's My Life or what other songs do they have? What's a big Bon Jovi song?
Living on a Prayer.
Living on a Prayer. That's what it is.
Halfway there.
Oh, God. Join us next week where we send in our audition tapes for the American Idol Experience.
Oh, no, that's a fail. And again, I passed by. I think I was passing by when Eagles were doing it.
I think that's what a lot of people are doing. Not many people are getting to the park saying, we need to make sure we're over at the American Pavilion at so-and-so time. A lot of people are just walking
by
and they see them.
Yeah, it's more like a walk-up thing. And the music is quite frankly loud. So I'm sure if you were like walking by, you could probably just sit down and go to the place beside the American Adventure thing and eat there, and you can probably listen to it. I mean, it's a good thing to sit and listen to.
Where I heard it, I was over waiting for a table over at Alfredo's, which is now Tutto Italia, over in the Italian Pavilion. And then we were waiting like a 25-minute wait or so. That's when I walked over. It was awesome.
Yep. So if we're done on that, let's move to the final thing, which I'm sure Matt's very eager to talk about.
Yes, I'm so excited.
That's Animal Kingdom's part in Summer Nightastic, which I'm sure all of you could probably guess with your eyes closed right now or your ears. If you've never been to a Disney park, I'm sure you could probably guess what Summer Nightastic is for them. And that is, of course, extended evening hours.
They'll have an
which
additional exhibit for owls because they're nocturnal. No, I'm just kidding.
I actually, to be honest with you, I've never been to Animal Kingdom at night. But I have seen pictures, and really, Animal Kingdom looks the best part.
Oh yeah, Animal Kingdom is awesome at night. I've seen it once. It was a recommendation from somebody. They told me, because I was trying to hit up every park at once, they said, if you can, make it to Animal Kingdom at night, because it's a sight to see, especially when you're walking through all the woods and all of that, in the Oasis area. They said it's a great sight, and it truly is. So, but yes, like Nightastic, it is only summer nights that you can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Oasis at nighttime is beautiful. All the ambient lighting and just Animal Kingdom kind of becomes a more, I guess, quiet and isolated place. It feels like not so many people there, and the lighting comes down. I definitely recommend going to Animal Kingdom at night.
To see all your animal friends sleeping.
Yeah. When I've seen pictures, most people take a picture at Everest. Everest looks unreal
at
night. That's
really cool. I agree.
If there's nothing else with Animal Kingdom, anything else anybody want to say about Animal Kingdom?
I just want to say those empty animal cages after dark are just really a sight to see.
Yes, but I'm... if that's it, we can talk about one more thing. All right, so we're going to go around and give Disney a grade on how Nightastic is and what our thoughts are about all of these additions and not-so-great additions to Disney World and Magic Kingdom, Epcot, and all this stuff, new revived things. We'll start with Adam.
All right, so Summer Nightastic, they're getting rid of Spectrum Magic, at least temporarily, and putting in the Main Street Parade. I do enjoy the Main Street Parade. It's no Spectrum Magic to me, so I mean I can't grade them high on that. But Wishes, it's cool, I guess, to see them shake things up a little bit. But I'm definitely gonna miss Wishes. I guess Animal Kingdom, that's so minuscule. I'm not even gonna talk about it. It's cool at night. Go check it out. And the Tower of Terror, they're adding new lights to it. guess you're just going to put a strobe light when you drop. Sounds cool or something. But overall, for night tactics, I'll give them a C. I think it's pretty average, but when I check it out in June, I'll tell you what I think about it.
I'll go next. I'll leave Matt last. I'm probably going to agree with Adam. I'll give it a C+. That's just because of the fact that they're keeping something there with Main Street Electrical, and I'm upset Spectre's leaving, yeah, but Main Street is not that special to me, but it's still, I don't know, it's cool to look at. It's a cool one-time thing. It's not a cool every night thing for me. But yeah, C+. I don't think Disney should be saying putting things out there like extended hours and they're adding new lights to a thing. Why don't you let somebody figure that out on themselves?
That's just Disney trying to make something out of nothing.
Yep.
In Animal Kingdom's case, at least.
Yeah, that's definitely. All right, Matt.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you on that and give it like a C+ or a B-, but that's really only because we haven't seen how the crowds are going to react to it yet. And keep in mind, summer draws a large amount of people, so whether or not people are enjoying the transition to Main Street Electrical or the new fireworks show, I don't really think it's going to show, because you're going to have crowds and crowds of people going into the parks, Magic Kingdom especially. In terms of their promotional efforts, I guess they're being smart in the way of making something out of nothing. But the Disney fans, like us, for example, who have been there, know that at least what they're doing with Tower of Terror or with this promotion of adding extended hours to Animal Kingdom, it's not that big of a deal. I guess to some first-timers, they're going to look at that and be like, oh, summer's going to be a great time to go because Animal Kingdom will have extended hours, or Tower of Terror is going to mix up their drops. But it really depends on what audience you're trying to get to and what crowd you're trying to attract. With, like I just said, with the people that have Disney experience, Animal Kingdom and studios, that's not really big. But a lot of people, although, who are sad to see Spectrum Magic go, are very interested in seeing Main Street Electrical return. So yeah, I'll give them until the end of the summer. I'll see how it turns out, and I'll see how my grade changes. But right now, borderline C+, B-. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is going to do it for our first episode back from hiatus here on WDW Mic'd Up. Myself, Matt Scrano, that's me, Nick McClam, and Adam Belva, we just want to thank you so much for coming back. If you were an ex-listener, giving it another chance and sticking with us. If you are a new listener, thanks for giving it a shot, and we hope you enjoy it down the road. Yeah, we have a lot of topics. We've been talking it up about all the interesting topics and new staff members we'll be bringing, and we are incredibly, incredibly excited about what's going to happen, especially late spring and throughout summer, and we're going to take it from there, and we're awfully excited about that. So I'm Matt Scarana.
And I'm Nick McClam.
And I'm Disney's favorite, Adam Belva.
And thank you for listening to us. We will catch you on the next show. Check out the Twitter, which is officially made. It is twitter.com/WDWMic'dUp. That's twitter.com/WDWMICDUP. And you'll be getting updates from all our staff members and what's going on with the website and the show. So check it out. Once again, thank you so much. For Adam Belva and Nick McClam, I'm Matt Scarano. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you on the next show.
Bye!